The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Every girl crazy about a shine as me.
Wow. I mean, really?
Woo. You're the worst, Gattulo. You just
blinked your eye at me like you were having a stroke. I got a little worried.
I was flirting with you.
No, you weren't. That's not flirting. That's a medical condition.
I put my glasses on. We got Deborah. What's Deborah's last name? Borelli? Like Joe Borelli?
Benelli.
Benelli. Deborah Benelli. Thank you for all the great baked goods we had today on the radio. So through, I tasted this. I tasted that. All homemade. They were all homemade, Frankie?
All homemade.
This is as professional as ever. Deborah, we love you and thank you so much. Just perfect. So, but meantime, because I'm picking up this, tasting a little blueberry of that, I've got them all over my glasses. So I put my glasses on to look at what we're talking about news-wise, because God forbid we do some news on the program this morning. I said, I'm looking and I can't see anything because it's all like fogged up. So I start blinking at Al saying, I can't see you. Al thinks I'm having a stroke. God forbid.
It looked like you were having a stroke. I got a little worried. I really
not
did.
Yet. Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for the stroke. Oh, good. You know, when will that be happening?
You know what? I'm going to tomorrow, and I got the craziest week in the world.
Yeah.
So I go now. Remember, I went to the stress test,
and they canceled it or whatever.
They canceled. Said, they canceled it. So I go to the doctor. I know my doctor, Doctor mm-hmm. Vinnie Bumpots. Doctor Vinnie Bumpots. They canceled. So I go in myself because I'm a good Italian. I get offended immediately.
Right.
I'm Italian. I'm offended if you do something like that. I'm not going to show up again. I'm not going back to that doctor. They called yesterday. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're scheduled for your carotid artery. You know that artery.
Carotid artery.
Yeah. Artery. Mm-hmm. And
easy
we got
to say. You sure you're not having a stroke?
He died saying carotid
artery. Carol Lott's not going to be there. It's so. Sorry.
If I have a stroke, it will be with Carol Alt. Trust me. So
God
forbid.
Can you imagine the headline?
God forbid.
Is that what you want? Is that what you really want?
That's where I'm headed, Albert.
Piscopo has a stroke looking at Carol Alt. I mean, really, come
looking
on.
Looking at Carol Alt.
That's it.
He died.
He looked at her and his last words were... I mean, come on.
His last words, it's green, Joe.
It's green.
The light is green. It was at a stoplight.
You don't want that.
All right.
That's not a good image.
So I got to get the carotid artery.
Carotid artery. We're both having issues. So just
listen, I got to get that sonogram. Is that what it is, Frankie? You write the sonogram. You know,
never had the test done.
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, it's like an ultrasound of your car because you get that check. The last time I had it done was maybe 8 years, 10 years. So the doctor goes, because if that's clogged, that causes stroke.
I got to give you credit. You know, there are a lot of people
yes.
that don't want to go to the doctor and get tested.
No.
For anything. No. Doesn't matter.
I harass my doctors.
You are meticulous about going to the doctor. Yeah. You're worse than a hypochondriac.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what I did? I actually, because I know I'm going on the road, and I was talking to Mom yesterday. I felt great, by the way, all day. And then I go to pick up my daughter at school. And someone says, Hey Joe, how you doing? Hi Joe. And I'm saying hi to everybody going into the school. Very, very nice community that I'm blessed to live in. But this is great. And then I go, hi to one guy. He goes, hey, sorry you got a cold, Joe. Hope you're feeling better. Like, and that was his greeting to me. Wow. Sorry you have a cold, Joe. Hope you're feeling better.
You have a cold.
Not nice to see you, Joe. Do you greet somebody like that as soon as it's all of a sudden? I'm thinking, well, I just did 4 hours on the radio. I was just running around. I'm rehearsing for the show, for Donnie's show on Thursday.
Yeah, it could be
maybe
a
little hoarse, a little hoarse. Right. Right.
Not a cold.
Whatever. Now I'm thinking, maybe I got a cold. Maybe he's right because I'm a hypochondriac. Don't say that to a hypochondriac.
Yeah, really.
So, hi, how are you? Sorry about your cold. Not the greeting you want to hear. Yeah. So I go, now I'm driving home talking to my mother. Mom, I got a cold. I think I got a cold. She goes, well, you take care of yourself.
Joe, good to see you. How's that yellow fever going?
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you. So now I'm worried. So I text my doctor for the medication, should I have a cold, for some medication. And he goes, all right, Joe, I'll put it into the pharmacy, Thermafew. He goes, watch the flu, because the flu is rampant now.
Yes,
running around.
Very
and
bad.
You got
very
the flu
bad.
Shot, right?
So I got the flu shot. I feel great, Frank, but apparently I sound like I have a cold to this guy at school.
Great.
Thursday, where's the two of us.
Sir, God forbid. Yeah. God forbid.
Uh-huh.
God forbid. Theraflu is, was that what you want? Theraflu? Tamiflu.
Theraflu.
What's that?
Tamiflu.
Stuff?
Tamiflu probably is.
Is Tamiflu an antibiotic or something?
No,
or just...
they don't give you an antibiotic for a cold.
Yeah, so, but to prevent the flu, it's Tamiflu.
Tamiflu.
All right, Tamiflu.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what
but
apparently.
But the flu is running rampant throughout New Jersey and in other areas as well.
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten the flu shot yet, it's not too late. Get it.
Apparently, sexual harassment is running rampant around the state of New Jersey,
too. A lot of places,
right?
Too. Yeah, well,
alleged,
you know.
Alleged.
Well, this is what this woman, Katie Brennan, is alleging, that this this person raped her.
Oh,
and then when she contacted.
She's using that word.
Members of, yes. When she contacted members of the state government, they pushed it aside.
Wow.
She contacted the governor directly. He got back to her within an hour and said, we're on it. And then she never heard from the governor again. And a couple of months later, found out that this gentleman was still employed by the state of New Jersey. And it only took the Wall Street Journal, when she went to the Wall Street Journal to give her story, for this guy to resign. So she is now suing the state for not taking action when she asked. And, you know, maybe she's got a case here. I mean, if you go to you expect that if something like that happens to you and you go to your direct boss or whomever it is, that action is going to be taken quickly and not swept under the rug. And we're seeing now that not only this happened, we have another person who works for the governor. She's resigning because she feels like she's been bullied. Former Governor Jim McGreevy is now getting got fired last night in Jersey City.
Does that look like I'm talking to you?
Ooh, yeah, that's a split shot.
I love that. George, great. Cool. Then I see I could look like if I talk to you, like, hi, I'm talking to Al. I'm talking to you right now, Al.
See, that's why I'm in radio. The camera throws me off.
Split screen. Very well done, George. You know, what happened to Jim McGreevy?
So Jim McGreevy was running this.
By the way, one of the better governors of the state before he retired. He was. He really was. He got a handle on tolls. He got a handle on car insurance. He really was one of the better governors. He played the gay card because he was doing something.
He got caught.
Doing something.
He got caught, and he nominated this guy to run security or whatever for New Jersey.
And it was his lover. Okay, okay. But that aside.
That aside.
Yeah.
McGreevy was running this nonprofit in Jersey City to help people who were incarcerated when they get out of prison to acclimate them.
He was doing great things, I thought.
Right, to acclimate them to civilian life. And apparently, there's speculation. Steve Phillip, the mayor there, is claiming over the last several days McGreevy was dipping into funds that were being given by the federal government and using them not for that nonprofit but for something else.
This is all alleged.
McGreevy has denied this and has asked Mayor Phillip to retract that. He is not. They apparently had a falling out of their relationship. He was helping Phillip to try and run for governor before Murphy stepped in. Phillip decided to run for mayor. They had a little spat. This is another big problem. Now, apparently people who were involved in this organization, who McGreevy directly helped, were saying all along the entire time, this guy did nothing but help me. And apparently it was a 5-3-1 vote. One person abstained. Five people voted to terminate him last night in Jersey City. There's more to this story. We're just scratching the surface.
You really got Jersey covered.
Part of my job. I get yelled at for the music selection on this program. For what I eat.
One of my favorite moments, right, Matt? That was one of my favorite moments right there. Look at swiping Al clean now from the screen. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's it. By tomorrow, I'll be off the website. It's all right.
I love that. It was during the break, during the Christmas break, and someone tweeted on Instagram, I just love Frank and Al, and the quarrels. He used the word quarrels between Frank and Al. Because I know you love each other. I know you love each other very, very much.
Well, that's a strong word.
Love. Hey, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999, the great, the talented Scott Lobato will join us momentarily, doing great things for veterans. You'll find out about that. As a matter of fact, there is a great picture, Matt Conklin, that I have to post with Matt and myself with the picture of Donald Trump that he gave me, you know. And again, listen, I understand the criticism. I understand the flaws. I understand when Frankie says something I don't agree with it, and you present the argument in a decent, amicable, objective way, I hear you, and I understand that, you know.
about the president, about the presidency, you know, but the attacks I don't understand, you know. And yes, we wish the president would just stop tweeting and would settle down and be quote-unquote presidential like that. But I'm telling you, you got the right guy at the right time right now, because as I see, and Frankie, I want to go through the, I want to ask you something quickly, if I may, but I want to also go through the breakdown of the news for the day. The big news, of course, President Trump from the Oval Office.
First primetime address.
Yeah, first primetime address. I'm worried about people coming into Congress that really don't believe in the United States of America. And I'm feeling about that because in the United States of America, we support Israel, probably our only true friend in the Middle East. Very supportive of the state of Israel. I'm hearing more anti-Semitic rhetoric coming out of the United States Congress from the Democratic Party than I've ever heard before. This is a danger sign. It's very similar to they will make an analogy to Donald Trump, and they say about Hitler and Donald Trump, and that incenses me, because what really is the analogy is made of the hate for Israel that's coming out of the United States Congress from the Democratic side is very, very akin to what was going on in 1936 in the world, where there was that anti-Semitic rhetoric a little bit here and there, and then it led to the Holocaust. I am frightened what's happening in the United States Congress under the Democratic Party. Am I being overdramatic here?
Well, I don't know if you're being overdramatic. I mean, clearly there's no more stalwart supporter of Israel in America than Chuck Schumer. He is the – I mean, I think that he would prefer to be a senator from Israel than from New York.
Yeah.
But the difference between what you're seeing in terms of the anti-Semitism on the right compared to the anti-Semitism on the left is that it seems like the anti-Semitism on the left is becoming more and more mainstream, whereas the anti-Semitism that exists on the right is still very much a fringe thing. You don't really see a lot of folks who are elected as Republicans in this new Congress playing a big role, saying death to Israel and things like that. You know, the kind of alt-right anti-Semitic wing of the conservative movement, they're pretty much still relegated to blogs and internet message boards and scrawling graffiti. You know, occasionally they'll give a speech here in Manhattan and start a fight. But the folks that are very anti-Israel on the left, they're being elected and getting major committee assignments.
And Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, came out in defense of the anti-Semitic rhetoric that is coming out of two of the gals that were elected from Michigan. And they're going against any company that does business with Israel.
Is this the BDS movement?
You know, yeah. You got to support. You have to. When we went on the radio, my friend told me, the morning guy, said, when you go on the radio and you on talk radio, you got to go full in and you got to go 100% in, whether it's marginal or not. You have to go all in. Otherwise, it doesn't make for great radio. You're not making your point. You have to. And as Arthur Idella said, the brilliance of he and Anthony Poe, for example, or Alan Dershowitz, if they're trying a case, they go all in. You have to go all in for Israel. You can't marginalize it. You have to go all in and have to say, yes, we support Israel, and anything aside from that, not to boycott people that do business with Israel. That is as anti-Semitic as it gets. What are these people thinking? And Rubio was right when he, stuck up for it.
I also take issue, though, with the non-anti-Semite Democrats that are trying to say that the president's proposed wall is both immoral and ineffective, because so many of these folks, Schumer included, had no problem paying for Israel to have a border wall along the West Bank. They had no problem paying for an Iron Dome. So why is it okay?
Why is it
moral and effective for Israel to have significant border protections, but it's not okay for our country to have the same thing that they voted to help pay for Israel? I think Chuck Schumer, you know, he's got a little bit of hypocrisy there on the wall issue, and Nancy Pelosi and the rest.
You know what? Please remind me after the show. We're going to do a hit with Major League Baseball, I think, with Harold Reynolds, his show live, supporting the Mattingly Charities on Thursday. You can check social media for that. But I have a video when I was in Israel with Joey a couple years ago, and I videoed what was a wall, and it was a nice wall. It was a beautiful wall, and it kept out all the terror that was coming from the other side. Just saying. You're absolutely right. Your point is well taken. 9 o'clock tonight from the Oval Office, Donald J. Trump. And he's going to do his first Oval Office address. Does he, Frankie Five Boroughs, say there is an emergency at the wall? Here's why. I'm going to initiate
the military, the Army Corps of Engineers to build the wall?
I certainly hope not, because if he's able to get away with that, it's going to allow the next president to do some things that you really don't want them doing. For instance, it's easy to say, see a situation where a President Ocasio-Cortez or a President Warren or President Sanders could say, we have a national emergency when it comes to health care, and I'm declaring a national emergency, and we're declaring single-payer health care for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, Congress has a role. They're in control of the purse strings for a reason. If we want a wall, you should elect people that want to fund a wall. The solution is not to pretend that our democratically elected branches of government don't exist.
I got you. All right, Scott Lobato.
It's been a big problem, the encroaching power of the imperious executive. Executive power and the power of the presidency has grown so much over the last 100 years. Includes presidents I like, includes presidents I don't like. That's the one common theme. Okay. The presidency just keeps getting more and more powerful. If you read the Constitution, the presidency was never supposed to be king-like. Basically, we have a king in all but name.
Yeah. And particularly in the last administration, don't you agree?
Well, I think it's been everybody, Republican, Democrat, and everybody.
All right, Frankie Five Boroughs right there. Scott Lobato is in the house. Piscopo on the radio. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Debbie Duhaime is back. Yay!
Hey, party!
And you're doing okay, Deb? All good. Holidays were good. They worked out great for you, huh?
Yeah, it was really fun, with the family, and just had a really great time. Yep. How about you?
Good.
How did you manage?
By the grace
of
God only, it was like a military operation, and it was great. And I ran it like a military operation. Who got what? What was wrapped for who? What presents I got? What website I got? How I got things delivered? It worked out absolutely great. Now January comes in. Now it's work, and it's crazy and everything, but I could look back and just say, thank God, all in the name of Jesus. I mean, we made sure, and I made church with Charlie, and it was great. And that's something I don't think she'll ever forget. So that was all good, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's number one, the kids, without a doubt.
Oh, Lord knows, Deb, and I'll be doing this for the next 20 years, man. God willing. God willing.
I still spoil my kid. I buy him all these presents.
I know,
he's grown up.
I know.
He's like, Ma, you don't have to do this.
Mom,
I'm like, I
did the same thing. I did the same thing for Joey. We had a great Christmas. Hey, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, and a Happy New Year to you, Debbie Duhaime. How are we doing out there this icy Tuesday morning?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. As you head north of the city and west, we are seeing some ice, so be careful. Cross County west at the Sawmill, it's an accident. The Hutch north at Mamaroneck Road up through Mamaroneck, a stalled car. Speeds are still reduced at the Newburgh Beacon Bridge and up at the Kingston-Rhinecliffe Bridge. Heading to the inbound side of the GWB, had that earlier problem on the upper level. You're still waiting 20 minutes in at the GWB. Lincoln down to 5. Holland about 15. That's about it. Watch for slowdowns as you head to 1 and 9 southbound. As you get down into Kearney, it's an accident. And traffic is still a problem on 27, getting into Franklin Township with some down wires. 24 west past 78, an accident over there. And watch out for some slowdowns as you head over to the Whitestone Bridge. That's pretty busy into Queens. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 minutes into town. Grand Central Parkway East at Kew Gardens, a collision. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh has started the new year on fire.
Maybe it would be a hell of a lot easier if I just gracefully eased into this new year, but I ain't gonna do that. This is put up or shut up time when it comes to this wall. Either this country is gonna get serious about defending our borders or we're not, and it's coming down to now.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. the smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Mom always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right. But who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something. Drink Super Beets. Super Beets is a circulation superfood. Just one glass a day helps give you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is this important to you? It's all about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking good-for-you superfoods helps feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core level. Professional and college athletes trust Super Beets to help them be their best, and you should too. Go to elderbeets.com and try Super Beets for yourself. And right now you get an additional 30-day supply of Super Beets for no additional cost with your first order, plus free shipping. Go to elderbeets.com today or call 800-996-3406. 800-996-3406.
Hey, Piscopo on the radio, Jersey Joe on the radio. By the way, if you or your family member has been in an accident, it's a very confusing time. You know, you don't know what to do, who to go to, where to go. I got where you got to go. You got to go to John and Brent Bramnick. The Bramnick Law Firm can be reached 7 days a week. I know John Bramnick personally. This is a great guy. A great guy, a decent, decent man who cares about you to the point where the Bramnicks, if you have a problem, if you've got like on-the-job accidents, negligence, and you don't know who to go to, it's confusing. John can give you a phone consultation for free. You know, and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee, please. John Bramnick began his law firm back in 1984, now has 17 lawyers, a staff of 30. Ready to assist you. And you know what, John, I'll tell you too what I love about the Bramnick Law Firm. You may not need a lawyer. They will tell you that. They say, no, you don't need a lawyer. I mean, when is a lawyer going to tell you that? The Bramnicks will tell you that if indeed you do not need a lawyer. And if a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and to take it to trial. Not all cases require a trial, but Bramnick lawyers have the trial experience necessary to fight for your fair compensation. If you're wondering how you're going to pay your medical bills, right? How you're going to be compensated for lost earnings? The Bramnicks have all the answers. Here's the number, 877-423-4878, 877-423-4878, or you can go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio at 440 today on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing the Bruce dance. Let it rip, Albert. Let it rip. I love this. Springsteen.
I get up in the evening.
This is it.
And I ain't got nothing to say.
Give me the full camera, George. This is the Bruce move, am I right? The shoulder? I think Bruce orchestrated that move.
Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself.
I know, it's not pretty. White guy doing a dance, that's great. But I think Bruce orchestrates all those moves. He can't. He's older than I am, and he moves like unbelievable, this guy. And yes, I'm a fan, and I know you may not agree with it because, oh, Bruce and his politics. You know, put the hate aside. Put the divide aside, please. And, you know, if you get like he's an artist. As an artist, you like the artist. And yes, sometimes you don't like when the artist preach at you. I understand that. But all the hate is being put aside on this program. Let me go to Glenn in Queens, New York. Good morning, Glenn. What's on your mind this morning, brother?
Happy New Year, brother. I remember when I was going to those be-ins in Central Park where some 300,000 to half a million people our age were getting together, you know. The sponsors, there'd be full-page ads in the New York Times, Ramparts Magazine, Village Voice. And this list of sponsors for these events included PLO back in 1968, 69.
Wow. Yeah, I don't remember. What were the events? What were the events, Glenn? Do you remember what the events were specifically?
Any of those be-ins. So if you're going to look it up, please research it.
Okay. All right. But PLO sponsored it back then. Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying our anti-war protest.
Yeah. So maybe, and Glenn,
they came in, they infiltrated the left.
Yeah.
And that's their brand of anti-Semitism today.
Yeah, good point,
they
Glenn.
They had the money to be in there as a sponsor. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for listening. I am bothered. I'm confused by it. And when you see a president so staunchly behind the state of Israel to the point where he makes Jerusalem the capital and he keeps Charlie Kushner close, and then he has – and Charlie very pro-Israel. Charlie's dad, who I know who was, despite his problems, was one of the staunchest supporters of the state of Israel for his heritage like nobody I've ever seen. There's a great – they put schools up. And Jared was brought up in this environment, which is great. And then Donald Trump, his daughter converts to Judaism. He's so pro, they call him anti-Semitic. I can't figure it out. It's not, I don't know how that is manufactured and how it comes out of the White House. The left is that they have people with a Palestinian flag. Listen, there's got to be, you know, we had on the show, and we want you to research this. If you hear me say the two-state solution, what was that solution that was? Remember that? There was a great, the way there was a catchphrase for it that really had an answer to the Israel and the Palestinian state.
Yeah, I'll look into exactly what it was.
We should stay on that, Frank, yeah. And we should stay on that on the radio, because we had somebody from Israel come in, and they had the answer on how to do it, and it was great, and we believe there can be peace there, and we'll put that plan forth. But don't say death to Israel. You're flying around that Palestinian flag in people who have been elected in the United States House of Representatives. It makes me very nervous. This is how Hitler started in 1936. It was small. It was little. There was gossip. There were things said about the whole Jewish race. And look where that ended up. I'm a little worried now, and I think my concern is warranted. Let me go to Sue. Good morning, Sue. How you doing this morning? And welcome to the show.
I'm great. I almost fell out of bed this morning listening to you laughing.
Thank you.
But I have to tell you something.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a grandmother, and I'm third generation. My grandchildren are fifth, and we are Jews in New York City, and I am so angry at this woman in Michigan, the nerve of her to do what she's doing and to cover the state of Israel with the word Palestinian in her office.
Yeah, she
I'd
did
like
that.
To go there and rip that map off the wall. I'm so angry.
Stay angry.
And I've never gone through this before in my whole life living in New York.
I know. And you came here because it's land of the free, home of the brave. Yeah, Sue, I understand.
Listen, my grandparents came here. So my kids are fifth generation.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I cannot believe the Republicans. Better wake up, because I'm a Democrat and I'll never vote Democratic.
Whoa!
Again.
Look at that. Thank you, Sue.
That's
thank
how
you.
Angry I am.
No, and stay angry, Sue. Stay angry. You know, we'll be civil, but you can be angry. I felt the same way. It's why I left the party. I don't know who the Democrats are anymore. They are not. And Frank's right. Chuck Schumer. There's Mr. Israel himself. How is he allowing that? How is no one saying that? You're going to drape yourself in the Palestinian flag? By the way, I feel for the Palestinian people. I really, really do. But not when they put in school books in the Palestinian schools, hate the Jews, death to the Jews, death to America. That doesn't sit so well with me. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:32. And yes, Frankie Fiveboroughs.
Real quick, just one piece of breaking news
please.
Are going to be hearing about all day.
How dare you break news on this program today?
This is pretty bad.
Okay, the mayor this morning on a cable news channel has announced this is pretty remarkable, and we'll see what happens with this. But the mayor has announced that New York City is going to begin guaranteeing comprehensive health care to every resident, regardless of someone's ability to pay or their immigration status. Now, according to the mayor, there are 600,000 uninsured people in New York City right now. They will now all have health care. So this appears to be an end run.
Frank?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to already have health insurance.
And apparently he tweeted the mayor. He said, health care isn't just a right in theory. It must be a right in practice. Today I'm announcing a plan to guarantee health care for all New Yorkers through our own public option and a new program called NYC Care. Will ensure the first stop for people is in the emergency room. How he's going to pay for this?
Where does the funding come from?
No idea.
All right, pie in the sky, 9:33. But you know what? Well-intentioned. How is he going to pay for it? Something tells me taxes are going up in New York, along with the tolls and congestion pricing and any ticket that you pay for any train anywhere. I'm just saying. 9:34 with Joe on the radio. Scott Lobato. Here's the man that is one of the most brilliant artists we know, a cross between Norman Rockwell and Jackson Pollock, a true talent, but a true patriot. He's helping veterans, and he's going to tell you how and why right here live on the Piscopo Show. Let's jump to Big Al. He has the network news. He has the live news, live and local. Everything you need, the news, just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
43 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are searching for a driver involved in a deadly hit and run in the Bronx this morning. Police say they got a 911 call about a vehicle hitting a woman at East 138th Street and Willis Avenue in Mott Haven around 6:30. The woman had severe trauma, was pronounced dead at the scene. Police searching for a driver who may have been in a silver vehicle. Dog lovers will have a new place to check out beginning in February. A museum is opening in Midtown Manhattan that will be dedicated to honoring man's best friend. The American Kennel Club's Museum of the Dog will feature numerous paintings of some of America's most famous pooches. The museum will include a hand-painted portrait of George H.W. Bush's dog, Millie. The exhibition welcomes guests on February 8th. Will be located at the corner of Park Avenue and East 40th Street. In sports, Knicks now have 30 losses after a 111-101 setback at Portland. Nets committed 23 turnovers in a 116-95 loss to the Celtics in Boston. In college hoops, St. John's cracks this week's top 25 coaches. Pulled the Red Storm unranked last week, checking at number 23 this week. They are 14-1 after recent wins over Marquette and Georgetown. They only lost to Seton Hall, but St. John's visits Villanova tonight. We'll have the game for you on The Answer. Pregame at 6:40, tip-off at 7. And Clemson, the new king of college football, after a 44-16 win over defending champion Alabama in the National Championship game. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to go to the Hutch, northbound Mamaroneck Road, getting up toward Mamaroneck. Watch out for a stalled car. Speed still at 35 at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB-20, Lincoln Tunnel, a minor delay. Holland about 15. Traffic is slowing down on 46 eastbound as you get out through Totowa with an accident. And watch out for some slowdowns on 27 in Franklin Township with some downed wires. 24 west, right past 78, a collision was cleared out of the way. Still seeing slowdowns on the westbound Bruckner at the Bronx River Parkway. An accident taking a couple of lanes, about 15 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Grand Central Parkway East at Kew Gardens. Looks like an accident was just cleared out of the way. If you're going to be taking a ride to the Northern State West at Brush Hollow Road, an accident there as well. Checking in on the forecast, rain today with a high in the mid-40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's good news. Due to the financial hardship many are facing in today's economy, the IRS has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Qualifying for this program will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to 90%. If you are facing wage garnishments, liens, bank levies, audits, or payroll taxes, it's not too late. Your circumstances may qualify you for this special program, protecting your savings and your assets. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's no need to worry anymore. Call the hotline at Victory Tax Solutions to see if you qualify and potentially save thousands. For this free information, call 800-813-1105. 800-813-1105. That's 800-813-1105.
Syracuse basketball looks for a 2-0 start in ACC play hosting Clemson Wednesday night at 8. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join us for Orange pregame at 7:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, Scott Lobato's here. Going to Scott momentarily. I want to tell you about MyPillow. Did you get the MyPillow 4-pack yet? What could be better than giving someone the gift of a great night's sleep? Night after night, year after year, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on two premium MyPillows, along with two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. And they're offering their amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. Yeah, and I have to tell you about MyPillow. I got, I shouldn't say it on the air, 939 right now, but I got my cousin Paulie Pillow. He's always buying pillows for everybody. I don't say anything. So I go out, I went online, and I don't like to ask Mike Lindell for a favor because he's such a nice guy, but I said, I went online and did it the right way. I used the code. I used AM970 when I went to MyPillow.com. What you got to do, I got a killer deal on a mattress topper for my cousin Paulie. He wanted a queen size. He just happens to mention. I go, what a great present that would be. I go on MyPillow.com. I see it. It's so easy to go through. The website is so well run at MyPillow.com. Boom. I put in the promo code. Boom. I put in my promo code. We got a great deal on the mattress topper. But now, like that's not enough. You can get Mike's 4-pack offer. This is 50% off. This is a better deal than I got. 50% off of two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows with free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You got to call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com. Please remember this, no matter what you get from the MyPillow website, go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970.
Jay Sekulow comes your way at 5:40 today on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I know this. I know this book. Very nice, Al. You picking the music?
Interviewed him.
Yeah, very nice, very nice.
You don't, like, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby, hold on to
me. Ah, one of my favorite. Like your music, or is it for me?
This is,
huh? Is this for
you? Know who this is?
Was this out of the list that you made?
No, I don't make a list. I play what I feel like playing.
Well, did you get the list that we sent to you?
No.
All right, we're gonna have to see. Matt, did you send? Who said? Did Justin send a list?
No, there's no list. See, everybody deer in the headlights.
No list. There is no list.
There's no list. See again.
I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right. All right.
So you don't have a say in the music? It's all Al?
Me?
No, we don't have a say in anything. It's all Al.
It's true.
You can't tell he's a grumpy guy from...
He's in charge.
He's in charge of everything. Scott Lobato in the house, ladies and gentlemen. There's the man. Scott, I tell you, so great. I love the painting. We posted it again. I love that painting. I love to irritate people who can't stand the president.
Yeah, yeah. Well, boom, listen, what boom. You said, I can't wait to see him tonight. You know, I love my president. But you said something earlier when you were talking about Bruce Springsteen and, you know, Frank, you don't like that. I'm doing a little less hating on
this
issue.
I want to...
Drop down on the hate a little bit.
That's
But I'm trying. I'm really trying. I want to try to do things that are a little less.
We get angry, but you have to do it. And we try to do it. On the show, we put everything forth. And I always say, try to do it under the radar. At least explain it in an amicable way. The hate is really coming, I think, from the left more than anything else I've seen.
Always was.
And it makes you gag. Now there's some dangerous things happening because now they're, in my opinion, the anti-Semites are infiltrating Congress. Not to get too dramatic, but that's exactly what's happening. And that is a dangerous sign because that's what happened in 1936. Germany, I'm just saying,
totally
Scott,
agree.
You're
totally
a great
agree.
Patriot, man. Totally and you appreciate. Please don't get upset because if I talk in glowing terms about this president, Scott Lobato, people go, oh, you're pro-Trump. You're a Trumpista. You're the... And then if I don't go too much, if I say something nice about...
Then
you're too soft on the left. You can't win. I love that you love the spirit of the president of the United States and the strength of this president, of his convictions.
And just the just how he communicates to us.
No, you're in New York. You understand
not,
that.
I'm in New York. I'm from Staten Island. You know, I consider myself a very, very good artist.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
I'm just a regular Joe.
I really am.
That's why I appeal to, you know, the masses of Americans out in the Midwest and all these other little towns.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a regular guy.
Before we get to this very pertinent issue that you want to talk about, Scott Lobato, you were in Staten Island. Tell us, I love this story, man. You were paying, somebody took down a Trump sign and then you went and saved it. He was president then. Then he called you as president?
No, he was during the campaign.
Candidate. Yeah, tell us about that story. That was great. Yeah. And it's on Staten Island.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, everybody was beating the hell out of people wearing Trump shirts. And,
yeah, yeah.
And then they were ripping Trump signs out of people's lawns. Like, yeah. I'm like, even in Staten Island this was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
In Staten Island this was happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, the heck it, I'm going to build this giant red, white, and blue tee. It was like 12 feet tall. It was a lawn sign, but it was a subtle lawn sign. It didn't say Trump. It was just this giant tee, a work of art.
That's
tea, good. Yeah. Red, white, and blue tee. We all know what it represented.
Yeah, yeah.
And some fool burnt it down. It was on my friend's lawn and, you know, could have burnt the house down. And it just became a big, big story.
Yeah, yeah.
And Trump called the house. Well, we were there the next day because I was rebuilding it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then he got on the phone with me and he said, "Scott, you're more famous than me today." That was the first thing Donald Trump said, and it was funny. And he said, "I just want to thank you. You know, I love your work. We love your support. Staten Island supported me so much." And I said, "Don't worry, Donald. I'm rebuilding it. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, huge, huge."
Mexico paid for it.
Mexico paid for it.
Though? It's great. And I have to tell you, I want you to give your website, too, because your artwork, patriotism aside, the great American that you are aside, the artwork is really extraordinary. You have got a touch like I've never seen. And like I always say, you're a cross between Jackson Pollock and Norman Rockwell. And it's brilliant. Where can we find your work, Scott Lobato?
It's on my website. You know, I have a lot of...
You could buy it there as well, correct?
Updating. I have some prints for sale. People want to buy, they go through a process to commission me for, you know, for something that they want. It's scottlobato.com. But I don't know if you have that picture of that new piece. I'm starting this new patriotic line. It's a little more old school.
Oh, I love that. I'm looking at it now. It's like online. AM970TheAnswer.com at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter or JRZJOE on Instagram. Look at that. That is beautiful.
That's big.
God, that's beautiful.
It's 30 inches.
What's it say? The American up there, and it's got the sailor kissing the gal at the end of World War II, that would signify, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
The American dream.
It's that old school poster style.
Love it.
You know,
I'm
changing up a little bit.
Oh, I got to have one of those. I got to have one of those. I know that's very expensive, but look at me. I'm snoring
Yeah,
now.
You can't afford that, Joe.
Not with my ex-wife, brother. I can't.
Oh, zing.
Your Honor, he has a Scott Lobato painting. I want that. Hey, so tell me what you're doing with veterans, my friend.
You know, I always got to do something with veterans. And every 3 or 4 years, 4 or 5 years, I jump in my truck and I tour the country painting American flags and bringing awareness and attention to the real celebrities, not these Golden Globe people running around that think who the hell they are.
Yeah.
The real celebrities are our men and women of the armed forces, our veterans.
Thank you.
And so it's time for me to get back on the road. And I'm going to do, this time I'm not going to paint. I'm going to do an art installation, a patriotic thing with this crisis that has been going on for a while, which is this... The veteran suicide crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, it's this 22 theme, you know, 22 veterans a day. You see this on my hand.
Yeah.
I write it every day with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
For years to remind myself, like, how lucky I
am. Think about that, yeah.
But also how sad.
Yeah, it'd be great if Congress worried about that.
That's what my goal is this year. Back to what I said earlier about, you know, let's not be so... This is, you know, listen, I'm not going to hide my politics and my, you know, respect and love for my president right now. Trump, I am who I am. But this is something that has nothing to do with political affiliation. This, all of us.
That's right.
I don't care how deep liberal, progressive you are how deep right you are. This is something that we have to bring attention to. People have been doing it. There's all sorts of organizations out there. I mean, we know the Silla Foundation does marvelous things.
Frank and Georgie and everybody, they're a great family.
Yeah, there's so many. There's
I have to say as an aside, when you go and you go to the Tunnel to Tower run in September with the Silla Foundation, which is truly one of the great nonprofits out there, helping out America's bravest, catastrophically hurt veterans in battle, just like I've never seen Scott Lobato on stage to patriotic music, unveiling, painting, and you do it in a where you pull back different strips of paper as you're throwing this paint on. You go, what is he doing up there? Throwing paint on the patriotic music. I don't want to give it away, but you unveil, for example, the one magnificent patriotic painting of either the American flag or the Statue of Liberty.
That's already previously painted.
Oh, that's beautiful on there already. Just that is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Like that.
Oh, and then to do it in front of 35,000 people, right by the World Trade Center?
Yeah, it's
Are you kidding me? And I know all the great work you do with the Siller Foundation. Where can we help on this veteran initiative of yours, Scott?
Again, it's going to be a traveling sculpture of the 22, but the second two is backwards. So when two twos face each other, it creates an empty heart.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a clever thing. So I'm going to build a sculpture, have some 22 empty boots around it,
all right.
And I'm going to build these 22 figures, these souls that are going to stand around it.
Very
spectacular. So I'm going to travel around the country with
God bless
it.
You, man.
So I'm looking to raise money to make this happen. I mean, it's going to cost some money.
Can we go to the GoFundMe site or go to your website? What's the best way to do it?
Either one. My website, which is scottlebeta.com, or go right to the GoFundMe.com, 22-13 Traveling Art Installation. And, you know, again, I'm not making anything. This is just to bring attention. I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah.
How do we bring this number down?
Yeah.
All I know is that my artwork brings, when something stands there and is visual for people, it soaks in more.
Yep.
So I'm good at that.
Like nobody
Plus,
else.
I open my mouth a lot, too. And make people.
You're kidding.
Which we love. You must be from Staten Island. Wait a minute. Scott Lebedo right there. Thank you, Scott, for what you're doing, man. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Joe. Always awesome.
We love you, man. God bless you. And thank you for being such a great American. We so appreciate your patriotism. It's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Don't forget Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Right now, Debbie Duhame has the airwaves, 50,000 watts of traffic right here on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening right now. PATH trains are back on or close to schedule. New Jersey Transit running on or close. LIRR. You may see some delays with ongoing signal problems as well on the LIRR getting out through Jamaica. Let's go over to the inbound side of the GWB. Traffic is actually looking a little bit better here. About 15 in at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln 10. Holland Tunnel, that's going to be about 15. Watch for slowdowns as you head to 46 East, getting out through Totowa with an accident. And traffic is still moving slowly as you head to Route 1 northbound up by Dean's Lane into South Brunswick. An accident there as well. Traffic is still stop and go for you on the Cross Bronx West, getting right out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. And some stop and go traffic on the westbound Bruckner at the Bronx River Parkway. Two lanes blocked. Queens Midtown Tunnel still 15 minutes. Getting into town, Tappan Zee Bridge speed still reduced as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh has started the new year on fire.
Maybe it would be a hell of a lot easier if I just gracefully eased into this new year, but I ain't gonna do that. This is put up or shut up time when it comes to this wall. Either this country is gonna get serious about defending our borders or we're not, and it's coming down to now.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
Megan from California said this about Relief Factor.
I've been using Relief Factor for a little bit over a month. It's a 34-year-old woman that has been in a car accident. I suffered from severe neck pain, shooting pain down my arms and legs that would often cause me to limp. At one point, I was going to a chiropractor and an acupuncturist 6 times a week. I noticed visible improvement within 2 days of taking your product, Relief Factor, and it has really, truly changed my life.
The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day for pain relief, less than a cup of coffee a day. What do you have to lose except possibly your inflammation? Just go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
The day will start out with a little rain. That rain can still freeze on some surfaces north of the city, so watch for slick spots for the morning commute. And later today, clouds, breaks of sun, and becoming milder, high 49. Some showers around early tonight, mostly cloudy and becoming windy late tonight, low 40. It'll be very windy and cooler tomorrow with clouds and intervals of sun. Winds will gust to 45 miles per hour at times, our high temperature 44. Thursday, some sunshine, blustery and colder, high 36. It'll feel like it's in the teens and low 20s. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. 954 on the radio. It's a new year, time for new resolutions, right? Well, I'm sure you've already made your resolution, going to the gym, spending more time with family, watching what you eat. But what about your family member? Is there someone in your family that needs to make a resolution for an upgrade to a new career? Why not tell them about what I've been telling you about? Yeah, court reporting. It's a career with tremendous opportunity and flexibility. They can work in the court system. They can work in schools. They can even work from home. They can work as much or as little as they want. And their earning potential is fantastic. The National Court Reporters Association says there are 5,000 openings and not enough reporters to fill them. Well, the NCRA is offering this free program called A to Z, where participants are introduced to stenography and court reporting. Sessions are being hosted right here in New York City, Plaza College at Forest Hill, Queens. Forest Hills, Queens is the only school in the city with a court reporting program. Plaza College, the number. You ready for this, please? Mr. Callahan, standing by for you. 718-509-6399, 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu to learn more and get started on a court reporting resolution.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman.
Ah.
He put it in his sack.
How old would he have been? 84?
Bright and early.
That's
next
correct.
Morning.
84.
Elvis, 84. Is Tony Bennett's how old? 92?
She wrote a ball. 92.
And Tony Bennett is just ripping it up on stage?
Yeah.
Man, Elvis would still be out there working, man. I'm telling you. That's what,
yeah, maybe.
No, and not maybe. Absolutely. Because I'm telling you, and Jimi Hendrix as well, is why I get upset with the drug thing, because if these you could only explain to these people who get absorbed into this drug world, like Hendrix, Jimi, hang in there. You know, Jimi Hendrix went from the experience, and then he became in 4 years, Al. You guys weren't even born yet.
No. Nope.
4 years. It was a meteoric rise. Like,
right.
Wow, this is the greatest act ever. He was like an alien came on, and it was like a meteor. And then, of course, everybody's career takes a hit. Everybody. I don't care who you are. Whether you're Frank Sinatra, whether you're little old me, boom, you hit, and you go, boom. Jimi Hendrix hit. I know what happened. He gets upset. They go into drugs, and then they kill themselves, and it's so upsetting.
Peanut butter and banana sandwiches fried with bacon didn't help either.
Exactly right. Well, no, it's true.
It's a
but
good sandwich,
Elvis,
but not all the
when
time.
You're Elvis, how do you live when you're Elvis?
It's
the pressure
that's
of that. But the fact of the matter is, how do you tell somebody like that or somebody who's addicted to say, stop, it's going to work out okay? These guys would be crushing it in stadiums around the world.
So, real quick, Trump's going to speak to the nation tonight, 9 o'clock.
Yes, President
site
Trump.
That President Trump. I follow, there's a site that I follow on Facebook. They just posted a little while ago, all Trump got to say is student loan forgiveness, and we would have built that ugly wall, a ceiling, and painted them to match. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
think about it.
Just
you want student loan forgiveness? Help us build that wall.
Yeah.
You see how quickly people be running down to the border.
What's going to happen today? 9 o'clock, right, Frankie, from the Oval Office?
Absolutely.
I can't wait.
Must see
live,
TV.
Live. He loves it. He loves it live.
Absolutely.
I want to know who the Democrats
we love it live.
Will be who will respond to him.
Do they?
There are
but
they're going to get the rebuttal.
As a presidential address, do they get a rebuttal?
Well, they had asked for time to respond. But
Rick Klein insinuated that ABC wasn't going to do that.
We're not sure what networks are going to carry it. I'm sure Fox and CNN
but
will carry the Democratic
response.
Yeah,
that's true, because they do the rebuttal on the State of the Union address. Correct, Frankie?
Yeah, usually.
And then, okay. Hey, you know what, Frankie, great show. Thank you so much. We had just so much fun. Thanks to Arthur Idala. Thanks to Scott Lobato for coming in, and Mike Gallagher, certainly. and Rick Klein. Joe Grano, thank you. We appreciate it so very, very much. Albert, thanks. We love you, man. And you're so much fun to tease. You are just a joy every morning to get you upset. You're okay now? Oh, good night. You don't even care. He'll be out of here in 2 seconds. Me, I'm going on the Major League Baseball Network with Harold Reynolds coming up momentarily. If you want to go to MLB.com, you can see me chatting about the Don Mattingly charities that I will be helping out on Thursday. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mike Gallagher's coming up 10:05. Do me a big favor. Tune in tomorrow, 6 a.m. Make it a great day. You deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.